Here's the translated text in English. It appears the original text is already in English, but I have cleaned it up for clarity. Oil prices hit four-month high on U.S.-Iran tensions, winter supply disruptions. Gold and silver prices hit record highs as U.S.-Iran tensions drive safe haven demand. Ukrainians face tough weeks as Russia targets power sector during freeze. Citi expects oil prices to stay elevated despite oversupply risks. Oil prices hover around four-month highs, buoyed by Iran concerns and a weak dollar. Oil adds to gains after Fed meeting, hovering near four-month highs amid winter disruptions. Gold holds on to gains after Fed keeps rates steady amid strong safe haven demand. And market news, Petrobras renews oil deals with Indian refiners worth more than $3.1 billion. NABTESCO stock upgraded to buy by Jefferies on automation growth and business reform. NVIDIA's CEO says China is still finalizing license for H200 AI chip. ABB posts higher Q4 earnings on strong orders, confident about the year ahead. Alibaba to merge with China's Zillow's on $2 billion Robovan business, WSJ reports. Russia's Lukoil agrees to sell international assets to Carlyle. India's textile exporters pin hopes on EU deal after US tariff blow. Sanofi targets high single-digit sales growth in 2026, plans share buyback. How activist investors turned a Toyota buyout into a battleground. NVIDIA CEO hopes China will allow sale of H200 AI chip. Deutsche Bank reports record Q4 pre-tax profit. Police searches remain a focus. Economic and regional updates. UK house prices rise 1.2% in 2025, slower than previous year report. South Korea exports set for fastest rise in over 4 years amid AI boom, Reuters poll. UK vehicle production drops nearly 16% in toughest year in a generation, SMMT says. Fed holds rates steady as expected but sees elevated inflation. US and Mexico agreed to begin talks on USMCA reforms, USTR's office says. EIA crude oil inventories post unexpected decline, signaling bullish trend for crude prices. Germany must pursue reforms amid creative destruction of bankruptcies, says Economic Institute chief. Irish retail sales post first annual decline in 9 months in December. German minister urges faster rollout of investment push as growth forecast is cut. UK Statistics Office's grocery price changes likely to lower CPI rate slightly. Gold eyes $5,600 on flight to safety. Silver tops 120s. India's economy expected to grow 6.8-7.2% in 2026-27, government forecasts. Global gold demand hits record high in 2025, World Gold Council says. Dollar feeling unloved as investors see mounting risks. Morning bid. Building AI sure does cost a lot. Hope it's worth it. Political and market developments. Trump and Schumer move towards deal to avert government shutdown, NYT. Philippine Q4 growth skids to five-year low, raising odds of further rate cuts. Asia tech streak takes a timeout, gold keeps climbing. Bitcoin falls back below $90,000 after Fed holds interest rates steady. White House set to meet with banks, crypto companies on legislation clash, Reuters. Cryptocurrency and tech news. Bybit expands payment solutions with launch of Bybit Card in Georgia. QXMP Labs announces activation of RWA liquidity architecture and $1.1 trillion on-chain asset registration. Doge staking launches new yield model amid XRP market correction. Bybit launches AED bank deposits in the UAE with 750,000 AED reward pool. Fidelity to launch Fidelity Digital Dollar stablecoin. Bitcoin trades around $88,000 as traders await Fed cues. RedChip announces FinTech Virtual Investor Conference for February 4. ZetaChain 2.0 launches with Enuma, bringing private memory and AI interoperability to creators. Corporate restructuring and acquisitions.